The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, friends? You are listening to Will's Take on Sports. I am the host, Will Walker. Thank you for joining us for another show, podcast here. And we appreciate all the love, all the downloads, and all the listens. Again, you can listen to this show on the Spreaker app, the website, or the mobile app. You can listen to us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, iTunes, and Google Play Podcasts for Android users. Today's podcast, 928, Motivation. Liverpool Football Club has now won 16 straight Premier League games, with 7 of those wins coming at the start of this season. So far, they are 7 up and 7 down, scoring 21 and accumulating 21 points. The Reds haven't won the league title since 1990. That's the year I finished high school, over 29 years ago. Watching this Liverpool squad has been a delight. Even though I am a Man City fan, it is something to behold when professional athletes are motivated and talented and come together as a team on a mission to be the best team in their league. Now, Liverpool is a defending champion of the best club tournament in the world, in my opinion. That's the Champions League. And even with that prestigious cup, it is easy to see how motivated they are to be the best club in England's top league this year. So it has me thinking of some talented and motivated teams here stateside that happened in recent memory. I'm going to bring up the 2014 San Antonio Spurs and the way they dismantled my Miami Heat after they lost the finals in 7 games in 2013. Spurs were able to the Spurs just shot the Heat out the gym in 5 games, so they were able to get their revenge from losing in 2013. The 2017 Houston Astros won their first Major League World Series title by beating the LA Dodgers in 7 games. The Astros were a young, talented group that was motivated by the devastation from the hurricane in their city, devastated by Hurricane Harvey. The last thing we're going to mention will shock some of you that have been listening to this show since 2014. I'm going to give LeBron James a little love. The 2016 Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James were a group on a mission. They lost the NBA Finals the previous season versus the Golden State Warriors, but returned to the finals and redeemed themselves with a dramatic Game 7 win, with LeBron chasing down Andre Iguodala, and they were able to capture Game 7. As I stated earlier, watching as a sports fanatic, it's amazing to watch talented and motivated individuals come together, and that's even for teams that I don't even root for. So let's just go ahead and get this podcast started. Doggone Buccaneers is doggone messing up my doggone parlay sheet today by doggone being in there with the doggone beating the LA Rams right now. Tampa Bay, as we are recording this podcast right now, the late game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is messing up my parlay sheet. I actually did not mean for that to come on air. But anyway, I want to welcome in my brothers Mike Walker, Zach Flournoy, and Mr. Derek Wilson. How you guys doing today?
All right, all right.
Derek, you're a little low. You're a little low.
Is it 28-17.
You will be happy to know, Mike, that Jameis is having a good day.
Yeah, I'm watching a little bit. I watched a little bit of it. Then I started watching the Chicago-Minnesota game.
Hey, and this is one day I'm still that I paid attention to. I took with Dalvin Cook out because I knew that Chicago defense was going to be no joke, and they killing Minnesota.
Yeah.
They lost Mitchell Trubisky early in that game.
That's a plus. That's a plus. Okay.
I don't know Daniel.
They gained something.
Daniel, Daniels don't look that much better. But anyway, before we get into football, guys, I want to ask you guys, did you watch the fight last night between Spence Jr. and Sean Porter?
I did not. How's that work?
No, I didn't watch it.
Unfortunately, I was at work last night.
Yeah.
Great fight. I like Errol Spence Jr. I don't think he's ready for Canelo Alvarez quite yet. He still got some things to learn as far as being a championship fighter. Canelo's proven, and plus Canelo is two weight classes above him. But the thing that I took away from watching that fight last night was it reminded me of Sugar Ray Leonard versus Roberto Duran, the first fight in Montreal in 1980. Errol Spence is an extremely talented guy. He's probably one of the few guys, I think, in boxing history that got that speed and power combination, kind of like Roy Jones. Really, Roy is the only guy that's coming to mind right now. But anyway, Errol Spence decided to slug it. I was shocked. I thought he would box Sean Porter, but he did say he would knock Sean Porter out. He dropped him in the 11th, but I got to give Sean Porter credit because he kept coming. He's a tough dude, man. Sean Porter's tough. He deserved that belt. And that was a good fight, but I just thought Errol Spence would box a little more, but he decided to get in there and just brawl. And he took probably some punishment that I had never seen him take before since I've been watching the kid. But it was a good fight for me, but that's all. Anything you guys got about football? Or let me ask you guys something in regards to the NFL and college football. I know we want to get into Clemson and how they escaped yesterday. The Patriots escaped today. Kansas City got by, and Pat Mahomes didn't have a good game. But – over the last 4 weeks in the NFL and college football, what has been the thing that has surprised you about this year so far? I'm going to start with you first, Mike.
Boy, you know, all these big numbers these teams are putting up. I mean, they put up. Now, you get one like Alabama, Alabama defense gave up a little bit more points than I thought they were going to give up yesterday. I don't know, did they take out the starters and put reserves in? Because at one time they were up big, like 30-something to nothing, and the next thing I looked, they were like 30-something, 40-something. So, but these teams putting up points. So I guess put booties in the stands. You got to have offense these days.
Zach?
You know what? I'm just going to stick for right now with how sorry my Hurricanes are. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm shocked. I expected much better. I truly did. That's what's shocking to me right now.
They didn't even play yesterday.
No, it don't matter. It don't matter. They still. Hey. Will, you know what? I asked somebody, how much can they beat the spread against off of Bay University? They might lose against them.
Yeah,
right. Hey, you messed me up. Like, you really messed me up. Did I miss something yesterday?
No, I don't know. It don't matter.
I thought Miami had a didn't play yesterday.
They did.
They played well yesterday.
They played real
they
good.
Did.
They didn't tie.
They played so good you didn't even know it.
Right.
Didn't even know
that's
it.
That's okay.
Oh, that's funny. That's hilarious.
Derek, what's been a surprise or not a surprise, what has gone as expected for you so far in college football or the NFL?
Oh, the fact that Alabama is stomping people is probably the most expected thing. I expect them to come out and just try to ramrod everybody. But what has been surprising is how many, like, huge comebacks we've been having, especially in college, dude. I'm talking about 28 points, 30 points, 27 points, 15 points in 8 minutes in the quarter, stuff like that. Like, the change in rules and not allowing defenders to really light people up is allowing these offenses to just fly up and down the field. When they get ready.
Or just tackle, Derek.
Like,
or just tackle.
Hey,
or just tackle. Like, you really can't hit nobody. Like, they threw my boy out of the game last night because the quarterback jumped. He jumped.
And
then he hit him with his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
He hit him with his shoulder. He jumped. They tried to throw him a safety out because the largest tight end on the field decided to slide like a quarterback.
I mean,
all the dudes on the field. Why are you sliding, sir?
Getting like that.
It's gotten comedy to me, guys, in regards to how they're calling. In the NFL, too, Vontaze Perfect got thrown out today. It was a cheap shot what he did, but the kid in the game against Green Bay and Philadelphia didn't get thrown out, and he came in way late. They were holding him up, and yes, that was what it was back in the day. But he came in helmet to helmet, and he stayed in the game. It's so inconsistent. You don't know what can they do. I mean, it's obvious they don't want him to play defense. Yes, we know they want scoring, but God, dog, at least give them something. Give a defender something.
Right.
Yeah, like I'm like you, Will. It's almost comical. Like you can't breathe on a dude. I'm not lying. If you listen, who was playing? Oh my God, somebody was playing yesterday. I can't even remember who it was. It was an early game though, and like the dude got hit. Like it wasn't an illegal hit or nothing, but he hit the dude so hard that they flagged him for targeting. And I was like, what? He hurt his feelings?
That's pretty much what it was.
Right.
It's crazy, man. And then you got, hey, what do you guys think about what's going on with Sunshine? I want to get you guys' opinion, and I want to kind of bring light to something I kind of noticed yesterday with him. He has a struggle with going to his secondary receiver. Anybody else?
I was just
going to
say, can I tell y'all what Mike always say?
What's that?
What's my favorite saying? They got
he
play
in front
now.
Of you? Oh, they got. Oh,
no,
yeah, that's true.
They got
that's
film
true, that's
on
true.
Him now. They got
right.
film. Hey, he does. Listen, hey. After he has to go to the second receiver, he can't find nobody else.
Mm-mm.
Guess what?
Mm-mm.
Sometimes don't shoot your wide too early. I
want to know how you're going to tie this into football.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna give you two teams. Like it was Clemson last year. He was the man. He was superhero last year.
Uh-huh.
And now coming in this year, he thought he was Superman, but I think somebody got some kryptonite out there for him. And just like I was telling the young fellow that came on with us, just the Florida Gators fan. He just been talking trash to me. He just like rubbing it all in my face.
Boy, he better be in timid nature this week because I know that game's down in Gainesville. But he better be timid this week. He better keep his mouth shut.
I told him, I said it's bad to shoot your wad fast. You know, you don't shot all your bullets out early, because you got a four game stretch here, buddy. You better hope you get you some ginseng and all that in your pocket, because boy, you gonna need it.
Anybody have a problem with Mac Brown going for two? Anybody?
No. The reason I don't is what is Hermit? What was the coach say? You play to win the game.
Win the game.
They do have overtime. They do have overtime.
Listen,
if I could have got to Mac Brown yesterday, I would have shot him with a rubber pellet gun or something.
Right.
But your team is battling. You do not go for two right then. I'm sorry. And if
that's
you go
what,
for two,
I'm
put the ball
that's
in the quarterback. Get a quarterback a pass where he has an option of whether he wants to run. Like that was called two minutes plays, and they run the guy to one half of the field because now the defense only got to play a quarter of the field. Why? Use the whole field like you've been doing, sir. That's where you've been succeeding.
Right.
I don't understand.
Okay. I like
that
kid. I like that quarterback. Now I wasn't really high on him, but I like him. Now I tell you this much: he would be y'all starting quarterback.
I can't stand him because he was supposed to come to us. He got all the money and then didn't come.
Right,
that's true.
Nah, yeah, I'm gonna tell you today, Will. I like him. I like him. I
yeah,
like him. I ain't gonna
play. Yeah, that cat got. He got balls.
Yeah,
he do.
He
got
it. He got a big seller. Oh yeah.
He'll just throw it. He don't care.
The reason I don't have a problem with it going for Kitty, you played against the number one team in the country at that time, and when you're going against the number one, try to take it to overtime. Then you take it to overtime. That's when that number one team may get that number one mentality back that they had lost.
I don't know though, Mike. Listen, Mike, they had them. They did. They had them. If they tie that game and Clemson don't score on their first position, they got them. They're dead in the water. I'm sorry. I have to play it safe to get it to overtime, and then we could gamble. If you take the number one team to overtime and you lose, hey.
Right.
But if you lose like that, running that particular play, you got to listen. I don't care if you get a man five receivers out in the pattern and say, make a play or take off running. I would have took that. You put him in an option. That's like the stupidest option play ever.
It was
bad. And then what they – listen, they ran a bunch of RPO in that game. If they had run RPO in that game, they would have had a walk-in touchdown because the whole defense came up. Number 85 was standing up by himself. I was like, just throw it. Just throw it because it's only 3 yards. The lineman can go 3 yards downfield and it not be illegal. Just throw the ball to him. It's just that freshman brain locked
up. That was tough.
I was upset. I was like, beat him. Come on, please beat them. I'm so sick of hearing about the empire that Dabo built. Y'all got them.
Right. They had them.
They
had
them. Man, they had them. They had them and gave them away.
So did the great Scott Frost? I got one more question because I hadn't seen the score yet. Did the great Scott Frost win this weekend?
No.
Please, Scott Frost.
They got beat
to deep.
They got beat so bad, ain't a word for it.
Well, see, yes, it is.
They got murdered.
Entitlement.
What's the word? Entitlement. Why you feel he's entitled? Please explain.
Have you heard anybody say he needs to be fired?
No.
Yeah, but we're not in Nebraska.
That's all right. We watch all these networks. They don't say nothing about it.
No, they're
not
going
to say
nothing
about Scott Frost. No, they're not going to say nothing.
But the four letter, I heard them folks talking about my man so bad. If I could get to him, I'm going to get on the top rope and do my belly flop, dog.
Okay, get on your verbal top rope then. Get on your verbal top rope. We've heard you defend it, but what is it necessarily that they're doing besides what the four of us think that it's a racially biased thing? But let's take that out the equation just a little bit. We totally can't, but let's take it out just a little bit. What else do you feel how else are they being unfair towards Willie Taggart? And their coverage
because,
of it in the Florida State program.
Because all these other coaches, they're giving them a little bit of leeway to say, well, let them get their players in, and they'll be okay.
Not only that, Mike. I don't like the fact that they're not talking about all the stuff that he fixed at Florida State. Like, you hear all of these great stories, like we said, even at the Boise State game. They talked the whole game about Hank Bachmeyer and his dad and his mama, and they did all that. You know what they didn't tell us? They didn't talk about the fact that now almost 90% of the team has, like, a 3.0 or better. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about the fact that he actually let people leave practice early to make sure they get to class on time. He makes sure that they go to tutors and – study hall and all of that stuff. They don't talk about any of that stuff.
No, that's positive.
They only talk
about, have a Negro
no, no, no,
positive
that's,
thing.
So that's what I'm saying. But then when you see College Game Day and you see all of these people on TV, the only thing they talk about is the job that he's doing as far as football. Uh-huh. They're not talking about the whole job that he's doing. They're not talking about all the stuff that he corrected that really was wrong with the program. My only issue with Florida State is our AD, the president, or nobody has not come out and defended him for all the stuff he's doing right. Even with the program, though. Listen, the fans ain't even complaining that much no more because they start to see the improvement that nobody could wait for the process to play out to get to see. So, to me, Mike is right with the entitlement part, but it's so much more that goes into it. They only want to put up the part that's going to make him look bad. They don't want to talk about all the stuff that makes you look at him in a light
exactly.
of the awesome job that he's doing in so many other areas at the university and with the team. Period. You ain't heard none of his players say nothing bad, have you? Not one of them.
Nope.
Please, brother, because my vocal cords are hurt. My vocal cords are hurt for talk fast.
It's ridiculous. He's doing so much more. He's doing the same thing that Bobby used to build a program. They have to go to church. You got to do all
right.
this other stuff aside from just be football players. All of this other stuff matters because the truth of the matter is only 5% of y'all that's playing on the team going to be NFL players.
Well,
that's just the truth. I don't
exactly.
care what program you play at. Ain't going to be no 100%
true.
All y'all going to the league. And even if most of y'all make it, all of y'all ain't going to stick. So you need to have some life skills and some education to go with the fact that you was a football player. That's what he's more concerned with, and that's the part they don't talk about.
Well,
I'm so glad D brought that up because I had that same argument with somebody about Kirby Smart, Nick
uh-huh.
Saban, Urban Meyer. I said, you know, I'm not taking anything away from their coaching skills. That's all fine and hunky-dory. But
uh-huh.
do they care about these young men as men? Not just football players. Do they care about them as men? And that's not me hating on their success. It's just a legitimate
right.
question that I have in my mind because if I go back to what went on at Florida that got covered up, and then when those kids got in trouble in the pros, and people say, well, that was going on at Florida too. Well, how much did he really truly care about those young men's well-being? Or was it just
right.
strictly all about winning football games?
Right. And why wasn't any of that backlash aimed at Urban Meyer?
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly. And it should have been. Because you could have cut. Like, I personally think, well, you know what? Well, this is my opinion. My man Hernandez, he might still be alive and probably if he would have did something about it, caught it early. Caught it early. Hey, my man, you can't be a thug out here.
No, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. In the end,
he's
going to make his own decision. But you still, you could have said, you know, intervene some way, somehow.
You know, they said he was the protector of the team. Mess with anybody on their team.
Yeah, I heard that too, Mike. You better go, hey,
he
coming for you, him and his dude. Yep. He was.
And I heard stories that somebody had stole one of the Ponce twins' necklace.
Uh-huh.
The dude that supposedly stole it, he saw him at the red light. I bet you the Ponce twins got his necklace back.
Yeah, they said he was the enforcer. He was the team. Hey, Mike. Yeah, he was a team enforcer. He was a team. And I was like, really? Him? Of all people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when they first got that, he was a wimp. He watched one or two rap videos and he became a goon overnight. They stated. But he wanted to be a goon. It's like he went above and beyond to be a goon.
Hey, look like he was successful at it to be.
Yeah, if he know how to get some gasoline and pull on those the cameras and stuff, you know, recorders to see who comes to the house, he could pull some gasoline and set it on fire. He would have been all right.
Sure, they want to be a thug.
Right now, Will, Mike, Will,
yeah,
D, let me ask you this. Oklahoma, is it the system, or is he really just finding these great, talented quarterbacks? Because remember, I'm going back to Mike. I kind of like Mike. They say Jalen Hurts couldn't throw. Man, he throwing the heck out that ball to me.
Hey, man, look, it's easy to hit people when the passing window is 5 yards wide, bro. I told y'all, he's not playing against SEC defensive backs, SEC defensive linemen. He's not playing against SEC linebackers. Listen, Jalen Hurts is an awesome athlete. When you saw Jalen Hurts break a 75-yard run in the SEC?
Never.
When you saw Jalen Hurts bombing people and the receiver got a 10-yard foot speed on everybody else, you don't. They're not playing against the same people. Listen, it's the system and it's the competition that they're playing.
Okay.
It's the competition that they're playing. I'm not saying that they don't have great athletes. He's not a great passer or none of that. But the conference changed and the system is benefiting him greatly, just like it did Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield.
And you know,
and the
you
next
know what
dude that come along
yesterday?
And do the exact same stuff.
Okay, I watched Jacob Eason yesterday. That white boy can throw that ball, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Can.
That white boy can throw that ball. He can throw that ball.
Yeah,
and he has
you better not let no Georgia fan. You better not let no Georgia fan hear you say that.
he can throw that ball. I watched him. He can and if that window closes, he gonna get it through there. And he after I get a lot of. Now I see why he was the number one. Like they said, he got hurt. When he got hurt at Georgia, it was over with, which maybe it shouldn't been. I don't know. Should you lose your job to injury? Man, he could throw
that
ball.
Was going to be my question.
Hey,
man, you asked the question for me. Should a player lose his job to injury?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, because you got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you leave, you know. I don't
have an issue with that.
Because this is the thing. Everybody has heard of practice players versus gamers, right?
Right.
You got some dudes that be okay at practice, and then when the lights come on, bro, you be like, who is this dude? But you got some dudes that do great in practice because they know what to expect, and then in the game, it ain't quite the same thing. So if a dude go out and kill it in the games, and he do it more than one time, he consistently doing it, bro, you ain't getting this job back. You gonna have to do something to show me that you that much better than this dude, aside from what I've seen him do in a game.
But what if the guy that got hurt was doing it in the game and doing it on the field too?
But I watched him before he got hurt. He wasn't playing like Fromm came in and played. He was. Now, listen, you got to remember, this is third year in college. This ain't his first year. This is third or fourth year, matter of fact, because he had the shit out. So,
you're right.
Better now. Like he should be.
Okay.
Years better
but
than
I see the improvement.
Georgia,
no, you're right. But he is.
Yeah.
But he is.
He's had time to grow.
Man.
Okay, but he in a different system from Georgia. But hey, either way
that's
it goes,
true.
He
playing
can throw the ball. That's true. It's true, but you're right.
Look, that thing matters. I'm so serious. That thing matters.
No, it matters. It matters. It matters. Because I also watched Jack Allison that transferred to University of Miami. He came in the West Virginia game. He sucked. Oh, my goodness. He did the University of Miami a favor transferring. He sucked. Oh, he sucked.
Yeah,
hey,
but Mark Rick didn't do him any favors, though, when he was there. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have heard of a quarterback being live in practice or spring ball. So Mark Rick didn't do him any favors. I would have left too if you'd have got me smashed in practice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would have left too. You know, I don't blame that kid. But here's my defense.
Nobody does that.
Yeah, here's my defense of Jack Allison though. Okay, is he just as bad? Because you got to look at it. He came in before N'Kozy Perry. Then they brought N'Kozy Perry in. Then they had Malik Rozier there. So you trying to tell me Jack Allison is a worse thrower of the football than Malik Rozier? He can't read defenses like N'Kozy Perry. So that's basically you know. I mean, I don't think he was that bad, but I don't blame that kid for leaving. I mean, I never heard
I don't
heard the quarterback being live in practice.
I can speak for being a defensive lineman. That's the most bull crap thing in the world. You work hard as you can to get to the quarterback, then the coach will say, Don't touch him.
But you ain't in high school, bro. But even in high school, they wouldn't let them, like, they tell you, listen, don't hurt the quarterback. Like, I played quarterback. They let them hit you in drills, but,
you
like, live stuff, yeah, you don't hit the quarterback unless you, like I played quarterback and I played safety. So I got some contact on the other end, but, like, if you were back there and you were throwing, they tell you, listen, don't hurt my quarterback. They don't care if you pick him up and spin around in a circle. You better not throw him on the ground. They're gonna up down you the rest of practice.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
Well, that's a hell of a punishment for doing your job.
What do you guys think about the Houston kid sitting out after playing four games? He decided to sit out the rest of his red shirt so he can come back next year. What do you guys think?
Do you think he's gonna transfer? But they created the loophole.
That's right. So
here's
your advantage.
Yeah, they
created
the loophole.
Do I think he's transferring? Does Boo
say?
Yeah.
No, I think he's redshirting. He's redshirting, Mike. He's not
transferring.
He's redshirting.
No.
It's a possibility.
Listen.
Yes. They say he might transfer. He might come to sell ass. He's a great athlete.
Well, you brought up your Hurricanes. You got the same problem because Zach McLeod decided to redshirt so he can be eligible to start next year.
Right. I know. I mean, like you said, D said the loophole is there. Use it to your advantage. Might as well.
How is that an advantage for Miami if Zach McLeod comes back middle linebacker? That's not an advantage for the school.
It's not, in fact, but they say he might transfer also, Will. They said it's a possibility he might, because technically, the kid see that there's two other people he was just injured that's better than him anyway. So.
Which kid?
If it's his.
Which kid?
I think it's Steve. And then the kid from.
Zach McLeod's fast, though. He has a low football IQ, but he's fast.
He has
a low football IQ.
Will.
He's fast.
Will.
But he always out of position. Mm. He can't tackle.
That's what I'm saying.
So speed don't help him nothing.
Hey.
Okay. So all that means is not.
Hey, Will. Speed don't matter if it's going in straight line.
That's it. That's all that matters. Going straight. Because I watched a game today that was pretty interesting. I watched all of Buffalo and New England today. I'm gonna tell you this much. Phil Dorsett, I know he runs a 4-3-3. I know he does.
Right.
I mean, I've seen it at his years at Miami.
He does.
But he is the most. He's got to be the worst route runner I think I've seen in the NFL. I'm serious. He runs very fast. That's why Brady don't throw him the ball because he can't trust him. He's not. He's supposed to be where he is, but a lot of times he's not. But he's fast as all outdoors. He just runs horrible routes. Like, God, dog. I mean,
That's it. That nine route, and that's it. Nothing else. He's never where he's supposed to be. I'm with Brady, dog. I can't throw you the ball. Okay.
Well, if I'm the wide receiver coach at the Patriots, it'll be about four routes, but he'll know how to run in with his eyes closed. No, you ain't going nowhere.
Muscle memory.
You gotta remember, in the Patriots system, all of this stuff is sight adjustment. He just might not be that smart. I don't mean that in a negative way, but when it comes to football, listen, the Patriots have a type of player that they always get. They get the brainiac dude. Like Chris Hogan wasn't no burner, but Chris Hogan knew where to be. Danny Amendola, Wes Welker, even Deion Branch. Deion Branch wasn't no smoker, but they knew where to be. And all of this stuff is, okay, the defense do this, I do this. The defense do this, I do that. Like, that's what they do to you. And he probably still thinking instead of being able to just see and do. Even though he's been there a while, everybody don't adjust to the see and do. They got to think about what they're going to do first. So we still need him because he takes the top off the defense for us.
Right.
So
make him a little honest. Right.
Yeah, so just like Zach said, he only needs a couple of routes, 9 routes, a couple of curls, maybe a deep post. That's pretty much it, like a drag route. Like, don't give him nothing else,
right.
No arrows, no hook and go, none of that stuff. Simple
hey,
stuff.
I heard Deion Branch said him and Wesley, him and Walker, they would get together. They did the route so much that they could do it in their sleep. He said he would see the route in his sleep, so he knew. I mean, and then they practice with Brady so much that it's half the time the defensive back could be right on him, but Brady knew, okay, automatically, if I put the ball here, he trusts them that much to be where they're supposed to be, no matter what. You can't do that with Philip Dorsett.
I think the Patriots should renege on their deal with AB and take AB back and screw what the public think, because, I mean, Brady obviously loved
hey,
him.
Hey, I'm with you.
He loved him to death. Yeah, bring him back, because what I saw today, they looking up. Josh Gordon don't look like Josh Gordon in Cleveland. I'm sorry. I say, dang, the Patriots don't look. Now, their defense is still legit. And
no,
Josh
I think
Allen
he had a bad day, Will. Will, I just think he had
Ooh.
A bad day. And then remember, he had Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon.
Go look at them three interceptions and talk to me again. Go look at those three interceptions and talk to me again.
Okay.
I'm serious. Because some of those was when he had time. I get a quarterback throwing an interception in the face of pressure. But when you have time
right.
and you throw interceptions within 10 yards,
mm-hmm.
Zach, that makes no sense. I want to hear somebody tell
that,
me what was wrong
game.
With Lamar Jackson today. Huh?
Uh-oh.
I got to keep my mouth shut on that.
I didn't see any football today. I can't even lie. I've been out doing stuff with my wife all day. I haven't seen a football game. I ain't even seen a jersey today.
Somebody tell me what was wrong with Lamar Jackson today. What excuse you got today? I want to hear.
They got film on him today.
Yeah, what it is.
That's one thing Mike said I agree with. They got film on him.
Mm.
I
think his proclamation of saying he want to be a pocket presser is making teams say, you know what, we're going to make you prove it. Now, what I can't understand is why they don't get a ball to Mark Ingram. And what I got to give the Browns credit for today, they gave the ball to Nick Chubb. See,
they
Baker Mayfield stuff, yeah, whatever. But they gave that ball to Nick Chubb today. Nick Chubb ran that thing for 165. So maybe Baltimore need to copy that same blueprint.
Right. Like a Nick
get
Chubb sure ran that ball. Hey, and I, because in between helping somebody move, I was watching the game. I was going back and forth watching. Because I was like, God, dog, Odell, you going to do anything today? Because Odell didn't do nothing. They shut him down.
They bracket coverage.
Hey, you know what?
He was in bracket coverage
you know what?
Tonight. He was in bracket coverage.
Yeah, he
yeah,
was.
You know what? You know what their problem is, Will? You know what part of the Cleveland mm-hmm. issue is going to be? They got too many miles mm-hmm. to feed.
Yep.
Sometimes you can have too much of the same thing. Like, I'm sorry, you cannot
right.
feed two number ones. The only team I ever saw that was able to do that and actually have some decent form of success was the Lions
uh-huh.
when they had Brett Perriman and Herman Moore.
And
Herman Moore. They
right.
basically had two ones that had like 100 catches apiece, but they never won a game in the playoffs. So,
nope.
like, you got two dudes that are basically one who I'm quite sure
uh-huh.
got a lot of language in their contracts that say if you catch X amount of balls, you get this much money. And they want
right.
their money. So even if you never see it in the game, I can guarantee you, behind the scenes, they're like, hey, bro, look, I ain't getting but 7 targets this week. I can't get my extra $2 million if Baker ain't throwing me the ball. Like, right now, it's going okay, but I guarantee you, it's going to turn. Listen, that brotherly love that Landry and OBJ got for each other is going to go
uh-huh.
away real fast when one of y'all is costing the other one money.
Yeah, but Landry's not a number one. He got to know he's not a number one. Come on now.
Man,
I think he's in his place when it comes to
him. Yeah, he is,
one,
too. I got to agree with
he's
that.
A one.
He's
a one.
Yeah.
Not better than OBJ.
Division,
I'm sorry.
He's probably, physically, for their division and for what kind of defenses they play, he's probably the better option as the one because he's a more physical
okay.
receiver.
Okay.
It's going to get
Will.
Cold up there. It got cold in New York, but it's a different kind of defense.
Right,
Will. He was
yes,
20. He was 24. 24. I mean, yeah. out of 34 passes, he made 34, completed 24 for 247 and three touchdowns.
So for so for all his completions, they were at least 10 yards. That's what you're telling me? That's what the stats say?
Right. They were.
How many interceptions he threw?
Please,
how many interceptions he threw?
Three touchdowns, 66. His longest pass play was 50 yards. Was his receiver, because he was his receiver. His receiver. His lead receiver was some dude named Sneed. He had two catches for 61. That was 30.
Oh, Mike, one of those completions came at the end of the game.
Well, no, none of the stats ain't not misleading. If you put the stats up, they're not misleading. I'm gonna get
the. Yeah, it is, because if somebody let a guy run seven yards in the time running out,
that's what the other team out there on the field for, to stop this team from scoring or moving the ball. Now I ain't gonna agree with that.
Okay.
That's what the other team.
He was 24 for 34 for 240 plus yards with three touchdowns and two interceptions.
Yeah.
He's still in. So I wanted this a four letter gonna still promote him as an MVP candidate like they did in the first two games when he played the Dolphins in there in the Carolina Arizona Cardinals. And they was on that bandwagon them first two games. The Dolphins, oh, my gosh. I watched the Dolphins today. And you know what? For all that people talking about Dolphins tanking, the Dolphins did try today. But some of the Dolphins' established players need to play better, too.
Rashad Jones
need to play better. Needs to play better.
Can I ask a question, man?
Go ahead.
Now, you're saying that his stats were so bad. Now, Tom Brady's day was like 18. He was 18 for, 30-something? 18. Okay, Tom Brady
That's
was 18 for, 30, 18 for 39.
That's a legit defense
150
in Buffalo.
Yards and no touchdown.
That's a legit defense in Buffalo. That's my answer to that. That's a legit defense. Yeah, and you can't argue that. That's a legit defense in Buffalo.
But Cleveland defense isn't a good defense.
No. Come on, Mike. You've seen the games. Come on.
Oh, okay. I'm through with it. We're going to the next.
You think Cleveland's defense is on par with Buffalo? I'm asking a question.
No.
What is Cleveland defense rank right now?
Oh, you work for Pro Football Focus. You just like Pro Football Focus.
Oh,
Pro Football Focus just put a ranking out. Pro Football Focus put out a ranking saying that Pat Mahomes is the sixth best quarterback in the league.
Wait,
crazy.
No. Wait a minute, hold on. You just said Cleveland defense wasn't good. So all I ask was look and see where the game may have them ranked right now.
Then
you're gonna see where we're gonna see where Buffalo defense ranked at right now. That's a little legitimate way of seeing if their defense okay or whatever, right? I'm wrong.
No, I don't agree. I just don't agree with that. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I don't agree with your statement.
You know I don't like rankings. You know I don't like rankings and all that stuff. And then stats, because stats can lie. Stats can lie. Film don't lie, but stats can lie. I'm serious, and you know that. Come on. Because they told me that the Miami Hurricanes had one of the best ranked offenses in 2017. And I'm like, Malik Rozier can't throw the ball. Are y'all serious right now? Come on. Some of that stuff just tells me that it's not what it is. I get that. I get stats, especially in the NFL and the NBA, and we're going to get into the NBA real quick shortly. I get that's how those guys get paid, by the stats they put up. But if you're telling me if you watch a game with the Buffalo Bills defense and the Cleveland Browns defense and you can't see that Buffalo's a better defense, then I don't have nothing. I can't convince you otherwise. If you don't hold numbers at me or stats.
What is that noise? What is that?
I don't know. We missing something. I think that's Zach. I think he got on the phone.
Somebody serving lunch.
Wait. I think he just went into work. I think Zach just went in. I think he just went in on us. But yeah, that's crazy.
Somebody said you want a donut like a few minutes ago.
Oh yeah, he went into work. Just text me, Zach, when we can put you back on so we can not get all that background in our ears. Just text me, let me know. But okay, Mike, I hear you. We can agree to disagree. I just think Buffalo's a better defense. And Brady was he was harassed today. He was harassed. I mean, I don't know all Buffalo players' name, but I know Brady was running for his life a lot today.
Hey man, we were missing one of our linemen today.
And that's the other part. And Edelman didn't play, so. But
yeah,
the Patriots defense is legit too, though. The Patriots, I mean, Gilmore is just, yo, Jalen Ramsey, man, Jalen Ramsey's going to have to bow. He's going to have to get that up. That dude is the best corner in the league. Gilmore's the best corner in the league. I know Jalen Ramsey is a freak athlete, and yes, he likes to play man-to-man, and I get all that. Jalen, there's no slight against him because he's still at least top three to me, but Stephon Gilmore is ridiculous. His coverage skills are unreal,
hey,
man.
Hey, we doing that Deion defense with that dude right now. We playing man. We
that's exactly what it is.
Else, however, we want to do it because we know he got his side of the field covered.
What do we, man? He locking. He is locking whoever. I know the Bills ain't got no receivers that scare you, but they locking everybody up. Mike, since we were talking about stats and rankings, let me ask you guys in regards to. The NBA season getting ready to start. They got the media day and everything that just went on. I can't even tell you guys who I really think will win. We don't have a surefire winner, and I'm going back and forth to who I think will win. To be honest with you, because there's just so many teams, and I think this will be a very exciting season. So, Derek, who is your favorite if you have one going into the 2019 NBA season?
Man. Honestly, I got one favorite and one sleeper. As much as I hate to say it, I actually got to pick L.A. Just because I think LeBron going to be on, like, killer mode all year. I really do. I think LeBron is going to just be like, I done had enough shots coming my way. Everybody talking about Giannis and Kawhi and when KD come back and I ain't this and I ain't that. I think LeBron going to be out there putting people on posters for free. Just I don't even want no game check today. I'm going to kill you for free. And then, you know what I mean, I think defensively that team is just going to be just a nightmare for people. Like, I really do. If you remember Vogel's teams from Indiana, they were just hell to deal with on defense, and I think they're going to be even better than they were. And my sleeper team
better
is one that's going to be probably real. I can see it being that way. Listen, you got – okay, the Clippers got Montrezl Harrell, okay, but I think the Lakers gonna have a motivated Dwight Howard and a motivated AD. You definitely gonna have a motivated LeBron. You got Avery Bradley, who's a lockdown defender. You got Danny Green, who's a very good perimeter defender. You got Quinn Cook, who's a very good perimeter defender. Like they can go, like, and then you know what I mean. I don't know what they're gonna get out of what's the boy's name who just hurt his foot. I can't think of it right now.
Kyle Kuzma.
You got Kuzma. Yeah. Like they have a long team that should be able to just maul people. Now will they do it? And will LeBron would be willing to extend the energy? We'll see. But like I'm hearing everybody talking about how good the Clippers are gonna be defensively. And aside from really Patrick Beverly pissing people off. And just really getting under their skin, which I don't even know why people get mad with this dude. Just screening real hard and then just draw fouls. Like, that's pretty much it. I can see Kawhi, Paul George, you don't really know what you're going to get out of him yet because his shoulder still hurts. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Even though he played, he still hurts. Lou Williams don't play defense. And Louise is going to be one of your dudes that's finishing the game, so we'll see. And as far as their offense,
baby. I love that boy. He get the buckets.
Lou Williams ain't going to be at the controls right now. Like last year when it was crunch time, you knew Lou was going to have the ball. Lou don't play well off the ball. Lou needs the ball.
That's not his
game. Lou not going to have the ball.
That's not his game.
Paul George is a better catch and shoot player than he is. But even with that, Kawhi is going to want to score. Kawhi ain't going to want to be LeBron. He's going to be Kawhi. So, you know what I mean? Like that, the way that that team going to mesh is would be my concern. But my sleeper team is going to be Utah. I know people are going to think I'm crazy, but I think that Utah team is going to give people nightmares, dude. I'm so serious. I think Utah is going to be an absolute headache for everybody they play because now they got shooters. They got a legit point guard, which means Mitchell can play off the ball and do what he do best, which is go dunk on people and score. And Gobert is healthy this year, unlike last year where he was coming in at the middle of the year. You got Bogdanovich. You got a shooter who can score, who can, like, be your de facto one if you need a bucket in the fourth quarter. We saw that against LeBron 2 years ago and last year, really. So I'm just excited for basketball. I ain't even going to lie to you. I'm sorry. That was a long
answer. You and me, Bo. Zach?
Well, you ain't.
What do you think about the upcoming NBA season?
I don't have an opinion, but I want to ask this question. They did a rankings recently of the players, right? And they have Zion rated ahead of Clay. Who did the rankings? Are they crazy?
Dude, that's hype. That's all hype. That's sale tickets.
Yeah.
Right.
Zion
can't
shoot.
That was bogus.
Zion can't shoot. Clay can give you 60 and hold the ball for a minute and a half.
Right.
That's unheard of. This dude has
it is very unheard
of. The ball for 8 to 8 seconds. 8 to 8 seconds. He literally had the ball for 8 to 8 seconds and hit 63 points in three quarters.
I don't agree with the rankings, but I don't like rankings and things like that anyway.
Yeah,
I know you don't. I know you don't. Like, we just
feel
I can't. I thought I laughed. But I thought it was funny. I thought when I say Zion, what? Say, well, they'll find out.
Yeah.
I don't understand the hype because I'm like he shot standstill flat footed jumpers in college. What are you gonna do when Blake is on him? What are you gonna do when Giannis is on him? Heck, there's a guy in the league that's his size right now and can't shoot a lick, but will work you to death. And he plays in Miami. His name is Bam Adebayo. What are you gonna do when Bam knocks into him a couple of times? Well, yeah, because Bam is just as big as he is, just as athletic.
Hey.
So what is he going to do when he runs into him a couple of times?
Hey, and that's the thing I want to see because he ain't been hit.
Mm-mm.
He ain't been hit.
So
he ain't been hit, bro. Listen, remember, the first good hit he got in summer league, he was out for the rest of summer league.
He sure was.
He was out for the rest of summer league.
I just say this. There are guys that's just as big as him, so –
yeah,
I'm really interested. I don't understand it. I get it. The kid, he's a freakish athlete. I mean, at that weight, 280, and can jump like that. But there's a lot of dudes in the NBA that can do that and can shoot. Hey, what are you going to do when he runs at Draymond?
Man, that dude is Sean Kemp with more weight.
And
no jumper.
Don't forget that. All right, guys, let's run through it before we get out of here with the picks last week. Well, Derek, right now you are trying to go 5-0. You are the only one that has that opportunity. You need Minnesota to rally, and you'll be able to get that. You went to Minnesota.
Okay. I don't want them to rally. I need the points for Chicago's defense. I got Will on the road.
You need him because Nick Chubb went crazy for me, and Aaron Rodgers had a good night the other night, and so did Devontae Adams just with you before.
Hey, man, anybody want to give me a wide receiver? Bro, my wide receivers ain't giving me nothing. All my wide receivers together didn't give me 15 points.
Wow. All right, let's get into these picks. Let's get we're gonna start with the Thursday night game, guys. This may be another good one. We got a good one out of Green Bay and Philly last week, so we might get another good one this week. That's the LA Rams versus the Seattle Seahawks. Gonna start with you, Mike. Who do you like?
Seahawks, baby.
Zach.
Seahawks.
So Zach is picking Hader. Zach, who you like? The Rams or Seahawks?
Seahawks.
He said Seahawks.
Derek, who do you like?
Where's the game?
It's going to be in Seattle.
Seattle.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm taking Seattle.
I'm going to go and make it unanimous. But, no, you know what? I'm going to change because the road teams have won most of these games this year so far. And I'm just going to do that just to be opposite of y'all. It's going to hurt my stats, but it is what it is. All right, the big game in the state of Florida, Auburn versus Florida. Derek, going to start with you. Tigers versus Gators.
Auburn, baby. Old Nick. Old Nick for president.
Mr. Zach.
Oh, come on. Auburn going to mollywop them. Auburn all day.
Ooh. Mike. Oh, all right.
And before you, okay. I was going to say, should you ask me that?
Yeah, my bad. I'm going to make it unanimous. No. I go against y'all again. No, I'm not, because Florida ain't got no chance. They got a backup quarterback in there. I can't do that to myself.
Exactly.
That'll be treacherous. That really would be. All right, Zach, start with you. Michigan State, Ohio State. Y'all saw what Ohio State did last night in Nebraska, even with Gabrielle
and
Dwight Wade there.
Unfortunately, that quarterback of theirs, that transfer from Georgia, is the truth. Ohio State, and it hurts me to say that, but Ohio State.
Okay. Mike? Michigan State and Ohio State.
I hate to be against the field or prop, but if you should have been in Tallahassee, because you should have been in Tallahassee, damn it.
Y'all didn't pay enough. Y'all didn't pay enough.
Yeah.
Should have paid more money.
So, Ohio State.
You gave Sam Howell a bag. You should have gave Justin Fields one.
Yeah, Jimbo took the bag back, man. Jimbo took the bag back.
Jimbo
knew he was leaving
Ohio State. See, that's what it was.
Man,
like
I gotta go.
Texas A&M, I heard.
Yeah, I gotta go with Ohio State, man. As much as I hate to say it, it's gonna be Ohio State. But I ain't gonna give dude too much credit, cause when you got that kind of talent and who you playing, you ain't gotta be super great.
Especially when you play in Nebraska.
Especially
when you play an overrated Nebraska team.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it's like you playing nobody.
Pretty much. All right, Zach, Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
Baltimore. Pittsburgh doesn't have a quarterback either, so Baltimore.
Neither is Baltimore. Derek, Baltimore versus Pittsburgh.
Baltimore, as long as Big Ben is anywhere associated with Pittsburgh, I'm going the opposite.
Mike?
Big Ben hater.
You know I'm going. There's no way I'm going with Pittsburgh. I'm going with Baltimore. Now, I'm going to ask a question. Does Pittsburgh got a decent defense?
No.
I'm asking
they
this
decent.
Week before the game even. They decent?
No.
They decent?
No. They do.
They
are?
Decent. They decent.
No, decent.
That's it. That's far as it
decent,
goes.
Like, decent, like 20 decent? Like the 20th ranked
yeah.
defense in the league decent?
Yeah,
okay.
like they do get paid too.
Oh, okay. That's even with Devin Bush and Mika Fitzpatrick. They still not very good. They okay.
Right. They decent.
They decent. All right, here's a game that's going to interest you, Mike. I really want your opinion. Green Bay and Dallas at Dallas. Full 25 game, national TV next week. Game of the week, Fox. We're going to hear this all week long, this game. We're going to hear it all week long, especially if Dallas wins tonight. Green Bay, Dallas, Mike. I already know you're
on. So you should have to ask me on Thursday. Yes, sir, Cowboys, baby. Even though I got Dak as a quarterback.
Dead Green Bay, Dallas.
Oh, God, I gotta go Dallas. Just cause I think Dallas defense is better, and plus I literally cannot stand Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry.
Come on, Zach.
Zach.
Come on, Zach.
I got 30 seconds. Go ahead, Zach.
Dallas.
Okay,
Dallas.
You had me word. You had me word, though, buddy.
No,
I'm
no,
going,
I know.
I'm
hey,
going
hey,
with
hey,
Green
hey,
Bay.
Now.
I got.
Will, you gonna
I
have
gotta
a
go
with
week,
bro.
I know. I agree with y'all with everything except for the Rams and Green Bay. I had a tough week last week. I only got one win. I might get two this week if Chicago holds on. So it is what it is.
Come on,
Chicago. Let me go ahead and close us out, and then we'll do our 15-minute after show. I want to thank you guys again for listening and downloading the show. Thank these guys for giving me their time. You, the listener, for sharing it. Also, follow us on Facebook at Will Take On Sports. That's WILLPOSTAKE. Take on Sports. Did I say on? On Sports. SPORTS. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WWS_SportsShow. I close this show the same way every week. Pray for somebody. Pray for this country, especially. Prayer changes things. That'd be cracking up. I have been just laughing and rolling at this impeachment foolishness, but I don't want to talk about that. That is what it is. We lost Zach. Oh, yeah, he got to go to work. So back to what we were saying about the NBA and Zion and the rankings and everything like that. They said that Jordan is the greatest player of all time. Anybody got a problem with that when they did the all-time ranking, that Jordan's the greatest player of all time?
No.
Let me ask you, because the next question is going to go make me – where did you put LeBron so far?
They say LeBron, okay. Too. I don't agree with that either. I don't agree with LeBron
either.
I can tell you that.
I think.
Yeah.
If LeBron ain't two, he got to be at least three. Like, he can't be lower than three.
No, I think LeBron.
I get three.
I would give LeBron two.
To me they're one and the same. You fight back and forth about Michael and LeBron. You fight. I ain't gonna put you down if you say Michael number one, but LeBron right there with him to me. Now
What puts LeBron in the breath with Michael? In your opinion? Yeah.
Well, I think LeBron is that cat is awesome to me. Only difference, Michael. Everybody's talking about Michael got all these championships, but look at every team that Michael was on. Michael had, as you would say, he had talent with him everywhere he went.
Listen, can I give an argument to that, Mike?
Let's go. Yeah, you can.
Okay, all right. My argument to that is twofold. Okay, the first one, LeBron played in an era where the game is not nearly as physical. So for a person his size, he got a built-in advantage because you can't do anything to him. When Mike was winning them championships, they allowed you to play defense. Like real.
Okay,
hold on.
Stay with that point, but they just wanted to finish the physical point. They beat LeBron's ass, man.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. What I'm saying is what we call physical defense now was not called physical defense, it was regular defense. Like now, you knock a dude out of the air, you suddenly get thrown out of the game. Back then, that was just a regular foul. Think about it like this. Think about when LeBron was walking through the East all them years. There was no Indiana. There was no Atlanta. There was no Miami Heat. There was no Knicks teams. There was no Piston teams. Like, there was none of those dudes. Every one of those teams had at least two or three dudes that you would take in the back of your alley to fight with. You had Rick Mahorn and Bill Laimbeer. You had Charles Smith, Charles Oakley, and Anthony Mason, and Rick Smith, and them Davis boys, and Brian Grant, and Alonzo Mourning, and Dikembe Mutombo, and all them cats that played for Atlanta with Mookie Blaylock. Teams that actually were able to put their hands on you and play defense. Like right now, you'll see LeBron, he get a lot of slaps on the arm. To me, that's okay. That's basketball. I'm talking about knocking people out and giving them concussions and stuff like that. Ask Scottie Pippen what it was like to play against them Piston teams and playing against Dale Davis You know what I mean? So that would be my only one of the only reasons why I say that, because you can't compare the eras as far as first of all, the league was deeper with better teams. Like, expansion diluted the league a lot. So a lot of those players that would be like great bench players are now de facto star players on some garbage team when they'd be on a much deeper, much better team. That's the thing. Like, really, if you looked at all the teams, pick a team aside from Golden State that you'd be like, that team could have beat my team. You can't find one. Like, there aren't any teams right now, in the last 10 years, where you look at them and be like, that team would have beat the Bulls team. Even the Warriors, as good as they shoot, with the way that they were able to play defense, then Steph Curry wouldn't be getting loose. But Scottie Pippen would have worn that dude like a jersey. I'm sorry. It's the truth.
Oof.
People don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. You had Ron Harper, who could really defend. Jordan was all NBA defensive team. Him and Scottie. You know what I mean? You had Hardman. You had Dennis Rodman. You had people that played defense, but you needed that kind of defense in that time.
So now you're proving the point that I just said. LeBron, I mean, Michael Jordan had the reason that everybody separate Michael from LeBron is saying because Michael got all the championships.
I don't think it's the way that he got the championships that I think that he always had
a great team around him.
Look who he had. Look at the team he had to beat. Who did LeBron beat that you looked at, aside from that Spurs team and that Golden State team before KD got there, that you were like, he just beat an all-time great team? Who did he beat in the finals?
Only one team could be worthy of that, and that's that 2013. That's that 2013 Spurs team. And Miami should have lost that series, to be honest with you. If Kawhi can hit his free throws and Manu can hit his free throws,
Manu hit one,
and the Spurs can rebound, they win. They win that series, but he hasn't really beat anybody except for Golden State when he came back from 3-1.
When he came back and beat Golden State, that was impressive. So I'm not taking nothing away from him. It's just the role that's great. Everybody want to tie in all the great stuff that LeBron do off the court into basketball. We ain't talking about
let me ask you this. Bill Russell shouldn't be number one.
No, and the reason why Bill Russell shouldn't be number one is, for one, back then you only had to win, I think, 6 games to be a champion.
Let me
tell you, I saw a chart online that showed the amount of games a person had to play to get their number of championships, and it was like this crazy-looking order. So Mike had to play like 160-something games to get all his chips. Bill Russell got 11 championships. He didn't even crack 70 games. He didn't crack 70 games. Now, I'm not taking nothing away from him, but then, just like y'all always try to say, LeBron didn't have no help, which is absolute garbage. But Mike had help. Listen to me. Think about who Bill Russell played with. Bill Russell played with like 8 other Hall of Famers.
Hey, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan didn't play with all other Hall of Famers.
Two.
He's only played with two. Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen.
Now, here's the thing. LeBron's last Cleveland team. The last two Cleveland teams had like 8 All-Stars on it. You had Kyrie, you had Kevin Love, you had Tristan Thompson, you had Kyle Korver, you had J.R. Smith. Now, they weren't All-Star players that season, but all of those dudes had been All-Stars. Even George Hill had been an All-Star. No. That's all I'm saying is everybody trying to make it seem like he had no help. When he was in Miami, he had Chris Bosh, obvious Hall of Famer. He had Dwayne Wade, obvious Hall of Famer. He had Ray Allen, obvious Hall of Famer. He had Mike Miller.
Shane Battier.
You got Shane Battier. You got Udonis Haslem, who was probably the toughest dude in the league aside from David West for like a 10-year stretch. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. you had Alonzo Mourning. You had all these people. It wasn't like he didn't have help. Dude, he had way more help than people want to give his teammates credit for.
You just said
Mike played with two Hall of Famers. In Miami, he had three Hall of Famers. In Cleveland, depending on how Kyrie's career shake out, if he can ever get over his own emotions, and before Kevin Love started getting banged up, you could argue that Kevin Love was on his way to being a Hall of Famer.
But he was playing with LeBron, he wasn't that same type of player.
But that was because he was made into a corner
3-point shooter. Mike,
yeah, he had to
they made that
a
man
spot
a corner.
He had to do that. It wasn't his fault that he couldn't go from a consistent 2010 dude to a spot up shooter the way that Chris Bosh was able to.
He got a spot up corner 3-point shooter at that. They made him revamp his game. And I think it hurt his advantage. Here's my thing about LeBron, and I don't think there's nobody comparable to Jordan. I'm sorry, I just don't. I seen the two of them play. LeBron even played for my team. I'm sorry, it's just not a comparison. The person that gets left out of that argument that I can't understand, and I get the backlash because he did everything like Jordan, is Kobe.
Kobe.
Why is LeBron better than Kobe? That's what I can't get.
Because people like LeBron, and a lot of people didn't like Kobe. Because Kobe chewed his teammates out instead of sending them messages on social media. Kobe fought Shaq fist fight.
That's what I'm saying.
Kobe fought Shaq man to man in a parking lot. They had missions. Fist fight right next to the Superman truck. That was Kobe. That's why Kobe got 5 rings, and right now LeBron is still chasing number 4. The other thing is, Mike, Kobe didn't keep switching teams every time one cast got old. He stuck it out.
A couple of those rings that Kobe got was manufactured by the Big Diesel.
Yeah. They
work. They work together. They work together. Come on.
They work together.
They work together.
Because remember the first tip when Indiana had them in that game 5, and Shaq had fouled out. Shaq fouled out. Kobe won that game. That was the game that turned that series. Kobe won that game because if Indiana had won that game, they would have been up 3-2 going back to LA with the momentum of winning game 3 and 4. So you can't take away from what Kobe did. You really can't. And Shaq even said Shaq said, I'm the most dominant, but Kobe is by far the best player.
And the other thing that I think that kind of – yeah, I think what kind of diminished Shaq just a little bit is because Shaq had that same type player in Orlando and really a better team.
Right.
And he got swept
right.
by the Rockets. So when Kobe became that dude – when Kobe started to become that dude to where he was elevating himself in conversation for the top player in the league, that's when the Lakers took off. Yeah, Shaq, I'm not taking nothing away from
Shaq.
Shaq was legit 28 and 14, 15 rebounds a game. I mean, Shaq was he was a beast. But Kobe, man, I get it. He ain't won the MVPs. He didn't win the finals.
Which is garbage.
He didn't win the finals
that's
MVP.
Garbage.
Yeah.
That's garbage.
The MVP thing is stupid because, of course, they're going to give it to a guy whose team is doing well. Him and Shaq should have beat Steve Nash, but they didn't give it to him.
Yeah.
They gave it to Kevin Durant 1 year. They gave it to somebody else. But Kobe, man, listen, when Kobe was in his prime and LeBron was coming up, Kobe ate his lunch. He ate his lunch.
Yeah, he did.
I know a lot of
people. Remember that?
Kobe handled it. Yeah.
Hey, remember that year? Cleveland was undefeated at home. And they were winning.
Yep.
And LeBron was feeling good. And Kobe came out and dropped 20 in the third quarter and was smiling at him. Like, it won't be no undefeated home court this year, buddy.
No, sir. Hey, remember they got them puppets and they was like, oh, they going to meet in the finals. And Orlando shot their butt right home. And then
Kobe was like,
went on
to hold up your end of the deal.
You didn't hold up your end of the deal. Went on to win his fourth. So. I just think it's really ironic how Kobe gets left out of that conversation. And a lot of that's backlash. We can say, oh, he did everything like Mike. Well, hey, it is what it is.
Hey, that's a winning formula.
Hey, that's what it is.
Listen,
all right, everybody, thank you guys so much for giving me your time. I know, right?
Man,
y'all be easy this week, man. It sure was. Y'all be easy this week and be safe. Say a prayer for somebody because prayer changes things. We out of here. Y'all be safe, man.
Later.
Appreciate y'all time, guys.
All right.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.